Monday, 9 November 15, broadcast of Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Calvary Hour. This broadcast is a ministry of the Calvary Baptist Church, located in Newbern, North Carolina, and I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. We are in Acts chapter 10, and of course a few references in chapter 11. We have been studying the conversion of Cornelius, a Gentile, and how he met the man Christ Jesus, met the messenger of the Lord. And also in this particular phase, we're looking at the lessons that our Lord taught Peter. Peter said in Acts chapter 10 and verses 27 and 28, "And Lord, do bless us with thy word, I pray in Jesus' name, amen." And as he talked with him, he went in and found many that were come together, and he said unto them, "Ye know how that it is unlawful thing for a man that is a Jew to keep company, or to come unto one of another nation, but God has showed me that I should not call any man common or unclean." Oh, what a wonderful teacher is the blessed Holy Spirit. His ministry is, among other things, to guide us into all truth and to teach us all things. He is the author of the precious Word of God. And each time we hear the Word of God preached, as we read God's Word, or hear it taught, we always should have open hearts to be taught by our Lord. And we have found that Peter, he had been learning several things. And I'm telling you, this was kind of a difficult school to matriculate in because it was going to go against his traditions and go against his customs. It was known that the Jews had no dealings with the Gentiles. The Jews had no dealings with the Samaritans. And now the Spirit of God had commanded Peter. "Now these three men are coming here to the house to find you. You go with them and don't you doubt anything." In other words, God said, "Now, Peter, you're going to have to overcome your traditions, overcome your customs, and so forth." And by the way, any times our traditions and customs are not in line with the Word of God, then we should be willing to forsake them and go contrary to them if going contrary to them puts us into the will of God. We find in Acts chapter 10, verses 24 through 29, "And on the morrow after they entered into Caesarea, and Cornelius waited for them, and had called together his kinsmen and near friends. And as Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him, and fell down at his feet and worshipped him. But Peter took him up, saying, 'Stand up, I myself also am a man.'" Oh, my soul, this is quite a testimony for the man who was supposed to be the first pope, wasn't it? He would not allow anybody to bow down to him, and we shouldn't bow down to any man, dear friend. We should bow before our Lord. Peter took him up, saying, "Stand up, I myself also am a man." And as he talked with him, he went in and found many that were come together. And he said unto them, now watch this, "Ye know how that it is an unlawful thing for a man that is a Jew to keep company or to come unto one of another nation." And I can, in my mind's eye, I can see them nodding their head, yes. And I can see this element of surprise on their face. Yes, we know that is true, but why are you here? Well, thank God Peter is going to answer that question, even if it was unasked verbally, but probably so well known in the hearts of them. You know, human nature doesn't change. We're the same as they were. They're the same as we are. And so Peter said, "You know that it is an unlawful thing for a man that is a Jew to keep company or to come unto one of another nation." But here's the answer to it. "But God has showed me that I should not call any man common or unclean." I would to God that everybody in this world could learn that lesson. No matter who people are, they're precious in the sight of God. "God has showed me," he said, "that I should not call any man common or unclean. Therefore came I unto you without gainsaying, as soon as I was sent for. I ask therefore, for what intent have you sent for me?" Now, this is interesting. In fact, I had never really thought this through before. But Peter was told to go with him. He knew they had come from Cornelius, but he didn't know what Cornelius wanted to talk to him about. He had no idea. He just knew that he was in the will of God. He was in the way of God. And I don't know about you, but that's kind of shouting ground for me. It's kind of like old Philip when the Lord called him out of Samaria and told him to go down to the way that led to Gaza. And he said he had a job for him to do down there. And Philip was down there and he met the Ethiopian eunuch and led him to Christ. You know, God leads us a step at a time. And you know something? Sometimes I wish, at least I think I wish, that I could kind of see the end of the road that God leads us down. But then again, I'm glad that I don't. I'm glad he just leads us a step at a time. I'm glad he gives us a minute at a time, a second at a time, a nanosecond at a time. And dear friend, but one thing is for sure, we can say with the Apostle Paul, I know whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that he's able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Praise God. We don't know what tomorrow holds, but we certainly know who holds tomorrow. He said, God has shown me that I should not call any man common or unclean. Therefore, I came to you without gainsaying, and as soon as I was sent for. I asked therefore, for what intent have you sent me? Peter said, I'm interested in this. Man, I want to know. This has changed my whole lifestyle. I am now violating a lot of the customs of my people. I'll be attacked for this. I'll be challenged for this when I get back up to Jerusalem. And so I want to know, what do you want me for? Well, here we find the answer, that God matches a seeking sinner with a soul winner. Isn't that wonderful? God matches a seeking sinner with a soul winner. We find this here in Acts chapter 10 and verses through 30 through 33. And by the way, this is why we should always be willing to give an answer to every man and be ready to give an answer to every man according to the hope which in us is. I have found out, as Jacob said, in my days that have been few and evil, I have found out that some of my greatest opportunities to witness for the Lord have come unexpectedly. I mean, God just opened the door, opened the heart. I hear somebody who really has a burdened heart and wants to know about the Lord. And so God does indeed match a seeking sinner with a soul winner. And a man who willeth to know his will shall know the doctrine, we read in the Gospel of John. And so in verses 30 through 33 we read, and Cornelius said, 4 days ago I was fasting until this hour. Now remember, this is an unsaved man. He'd been praying. He's been fasting. He said, 4 days ago I was fasting until this hour, and at the ninth hour I prayed in my house, and behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing. And so here Cornelius meets the man. A man stood before me in bright clothing. He was a heavenly messenger, of course, and said, Cornelius, thy prayer is heard, and thine alms are had in remembrance in the sight of God. That just thrills my heart. One of the first things that this heavenly messenger said, he called him by his name, and he said, Cornelius, thy prayer is heard, and thine alms are had in remembrance in the sight of God. Amen. I'm glad the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save. Neither is his ear heavy that it cannot hear. I know our sins and our iniquities will keep God from hearing us, but here was Cornelius, a seeking soul, and he needed a soul winner. He needed somebody who would tell him how to be saved, for the Bible makes it clear, how shall they know except some man tell them? And again, dear friend, Peter didn't know why he was going there. He asked them, what do you send for me for? And Cornelius tells him, I was fasting until this hour, and at the ninth hour I prayed in my house, and behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing and said, Cornelius, thy prayer is heard, and thine alms are had in remembrance in the sight of God. And I want to add this quickly. We've got so little time. God not only took note of his prayers, but he took note of his giving. Now, his prayers didn't get him saved. His giving didn't get him saved. But God took note of it. Listen, you'll never do anything for God. You'll never say anything to God but that he cannot hear and that he does not acknowledge. I wish we had more time to go on with this on today's broadcast. God willing, we'll pick it up on our next broadcast. We got some tremendous truths here that we want to look at. Father, we want to thank you today that you sent the blessed Holy Spirit to convince us of our sins, to teach us and to guide us. We thank you, Lord, that you that same Holy Spirit instructed Peter to go with these men and doubt nothing. and he encouraged him and he empowered him to witness to Cornelius and his household. And we're thankful for the results that we're going to see. Oh, we bless thee, our Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. May our dear Lord be pleased to make each of us a channel of his blessing. Please join us next broadcast if you can.